Hello, welcome to Called to Homeschool, episode number 260, Looking for Your Wins. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate every single one of you. You're amazing. And I just want to remind you that next week I'm having my class, Sibling Success. It will be on May 16th. I'm so excited about this because this is something I hear a lot in coaching. How in the world do I keep homeschooling when my kids are fighting all the time? Or how in the world do I stay calm when they're about to kill each other? So I'm really excited to dive into this of giving you practical tips to help your family have more peace in the home, help your kids learn how to get along. Not only will you get this class, but you'll also get the 30-day sibling challenge. So that is going to be a ton of fun. The class is only $25. So come register. You can watch it live or you'll get the recording. You'll get the recording either way. You can go to coachmegthomas.com, click on shop and register there, or you can register from my show notes or from Instagram. So this Sunday is Mother's Day, and a lot of mothers dread this day. Super interesting. We could do a lot of investigating with a lot of thoughts that come up for Mother's Day. And I had a lot of ideas of different possibilities of what I could talk about. One of the ideas was to stop thinking you are a victim just because you are a mother or have children. Or I thought about going the opposite direction of celebrating the beauty of motherhood. And so this has been on my mind for a while, and I've decided to go a completely different route because I want to celebrate a win of mine this Mother's Day, and I want to share it with you. So, as many of you know, I was a hot mess when I got married. I have talked about that I really struggled with depression and I had multiple suicide attempts. Two of them were serious enough that they landed me in a mental institution. I've shared about how I've worked very hard to come out of that and to be a better mom and to be more positive and to find joy in my life. What I don't think I have shared very much here on the podcast, not intentionally, just that's not my message, but I was not a very nice wife to my husband. So bless this man's beautiful heart for staying by my side as I have gone through this healing process. So he has been self-employed our whole marriage, and he has often closed deals over lunch, over the golf course, and I would be so jealous of that. I would get so angry and so mad. Like, this is so unfair. I am home with your stinking kids, raising your family, and you are out living the high life, right? Totally my thoughts about this, living the high life, doing all these things, and I'm stuck at home, this poor little victim. Now, fast forward to 2024. My husband and I, years ago, started taking our graduates on a special trip. He gets to take all the boys, and I get to take the girls. This is when I wished I had more daughters, but it is what it is. Our first son graduated during COVID and then started his mission quickly after. So he still is getting his trip later this year, crossing our fingers. Our second son, when he graduated, he got to go to Puerto Rico with dad, and that was a super awesome trip. Our daughter graduated the same year as that son and then moved to Puerto Rico and to Thailand and went on a mission. So we are doing hers next year when she gets home in the spring. That brings us to kid number four, who is graduating this year. And I think it'll still be fun to have him on the podcast. I usually do my graduates on the podcast, so I will try to get him in before we hit summertime. So he just got his associates and he's planning on going on a mission this fall. So we wanted him to get his trip this spring because if anybody travels, you know, prices go up in the summertime. So the spring and the fall are some of the best prices to go traveling. So I've been watching deals and I found a screaming deal from Salt Lake to Costa Rica. And they were really, really good prices. The only catch was it was over Mother's Day. That my husband and my son would both be gone. My win is that it didn't even matter. Friends, I went from the mom, the wife, who was so mad that my husband would go out to lunch or go golfing with somebody or just do something for himself, to the mom who actually bought the tickets on Mother's Day, and I'm okay with it. Like, that is, to me, is so stinking cool. Change is interesting. So I'll be married 24 years this summer, right? And it's so interesting because the person I am becoming now happened so stinking slowly. There is no way at the beginning of our marriage or even several years in that I would have been okay with my husband being out of town over Mother's Day. He once had to travel over our anniversary for something, and I was so angry about that for so long, right? So I was so proud of myself of this win of truly being okay with it. I have worked so hard to heal and so hard working on my thoughts to create the life that I currently have. And I found it so awesome that I truly am okay with him going. I actually told somebody that they were going on a trip and that person realized it was over Mother's Day, right? I wasn't trying to be like, oh, he's going and he's leaving on Mother's Day, right? Trying to make myself sound all victim-y. They realized it was over his Mother's Day and they said, oh, awesome. This means that you can get whatever you want for Mother's Day because he's going to miss it. And I laughed because I didn't do this. I know I could probably get something and try to, you should get me this much and you should spend this much because we're doing this trip for you and our son. But I didn't do this or say like, go on this weekend so that I could get something in return. And that is such a huge win for me of just loving and doing something just to be nice. I love that my husband is just sweet to me every day. I don't need a day during the year that says a reminder of Meg, I love you. And because he's showing me every stinking day. So I don't need this special day where my whole family has to walk on eggshells to try to make me feel good because I can feel good anytime I want. So why am I talking about this? Well, for a couple of reasons. First, because I want to remind people that I am human. Sometimes you see the Meg of 2024 and you think that you cannot do or achieve some different things that I am doing. I want to remind you that at one time I was the Meg who threw fits over her husband putting silverware away wrong or getting mad because he didn't make me feel special enough on Mother's Day. I am such a work in progress and I am not perfect. So part of the reason is to remind you of where I started. And second, because I want you to celebrate your wins even more. I want you to message me. I want you to tell people. I want you to post about it. Send me an email, a DM on Instagram of your wins. How are you improving? What is making you more awesome every single day? I was talking to a client the other day who has been working on not yelling at her kids. And guess what? She can go weeks now without yelling at her kids. That is a huge win. She used to be every day to every couple days. Now she can go weeks. That is improvement. That is a win. So where are you improving? What wins do you have? I know we're all working on stuff and there's always room to improve, but we need to stop and celebrate our progress. So today, that is exactly what I want you to do. I want you to celebrate your wins, however big or small you think they are. A win is a win. A fun idea you can do this is starting to write down at night before you go to bed, how did you win that day? What was something small you did that day that was a win? Having this positive momentum helps you to keep being awesome and seeing yourself like, wow, I'm winning all the time instead of beating yourself up and thinking that you're a loser or I'll never be as good as so-and-so, right? But seeing like, wow, I have little wins every single day. They can be as simple as, I showered today. Wow, I am killing it. I made dinner. Wow, I am amazing. I made math fun for my kids. I sat and held my kid today when they were really sad. I went on a walk and was taking care of myself. I am winning. So today, I want you to start celebrating your wins. And you will start to notice that you are pretty amazing. And when you start realizing and seeing and keeping that belief that you are an amazing person, you will keep being an amazing person and you're just going to have more and more wins. Keep being awesome, my friends. Know that you are amazing and I see all your wins. But I want you to see all your wins. So send me some messages today. Let me know how are you winning? Because when you start noticing it, you really start living into that and start believing it and showing up that way. All right. Love you all. And I'll talk to you next week.